Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, written by Marion Hartley and produced by David Hartley.
Do you know what? I think we should have that lasagna again. It was very nice.
Oh, really?
Yes. It was definitely one of the nicest things you have made.
Oh, I don't think it was that good. I thought it was a bit bland, to be honest.
No, it wasn't.
Well, I think it was. I think if I did it again, I'd have to add something to make it a bit more interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was nice, but I don't think it was anything special. I suppose I could add your idea of pickle, but... Oh, well, anyway, changing the subject, I might see you later as I'm coming into the shop.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Well, what do you want? Because I could get it for you if you like.
No, no, it's all right, as I want to have a look and see what you've got. I'm going to have a look at your bedding.
Oh.
Yes, and is Tina in today?
Yes, she should be. But, oh, please don't mention the exam, Cathy.
Why not? I want to congratulate her on passing it, that's all.
Oh, please don't.
Well, I might not see her, as I aim to come in at lunchtime, and she may be off having her lunch then.
So what time are you coming in?
Don't know yet.
Oh, well, I think my lunch is at 12.
Oh, well, I might see you then. I'm going to have a coffee there and see who's about.
What do you mean by see who's about?
Oh, you know, people watch, that's all.
Well, it's nice to see Helen in such a good mood today. And do you know what? She actually apologised to me for what she said yesterday.
Oh, good. Oh, I am pleased, as I don't want you to leave.
Well, I don't want to either, but I won't put up with that. It was really quite unnecessary.
I wonder if Amy's gone back to the mainland.
Who is Amy?
Helen's daughter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And is she staying with them?
Yes, she is.
Well, I'd have thought it would be the reverse. If your daughter went back, you'd feel sad, not happy.
Well, yes, you'd think so. Look, I'll ask her later. But the best thing is, she's in a good mood, so we should be able to enjoy today.
Can I help?
Oh, yes, I'd like these, please.
And do you need a bag?
No, I've got this one, thank you.
These are a nice colour, aren't they?
Yes, I like them.
I don't know if you noticed, but we do match in sheets, which is always nice to have.
Oh, no, I'm not like that. I like this colour for pillowcases, but the sheets could be red or grey, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, so you don't have everything matching?
Oh, no, I don't.
I couldn't bear that. It would look so busy and disorganised.
Oh, I don't think it does.
So, what about the pillows on top?
What pillows on top?
The design pillows you've laid on top of the bed. I have about six of them. It makes the bed look so welcoming.
Oh, I tried that once, but the next day I had a terrible pain in my neck.
Well, you don't sleep with them. You put them to one side.
Well, what's the point of having them then?
Because they look nice.
Oh, no, I can't be bothered with all that.
Right. Well, that'll be $24.99, please.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. Can you take it out again, please? It's not reading it.
Oh, they must be free then.
Madam, I can assure you they are not free.
I was only joking.
Oh, I see. Well, right, you can take your card now. Here is your receipt. Have a lovely day.
Thanks. And, oh, just one more thing. Is the manager here?
What, Henry?
Oh, yes, or Matthew. I don't mind which one.
Well, I'm sorry, but they're both in a meeting.
Oh.
So, can I help you with anything?
No, thanks. You're not a manager, are you?
Well, no, not officially.
Oh, I thought you were the same as Penny, a shop assistant.
I am not the same as Penny.
Aren't you? Why's that?
Because I have certain qualifications.
Oh, do you? And in what?
In retail management, if you must know. So I have managerial status.
Well, I don't think having a qualification makes you a manager, does it?
Well, not a paid manager, no. But I have the same skills as they do.
So do you think these exams are easy to pass?
No, because they're really quite intense. There is a lot to learn, you know.
Oh, so they can take quite a time to get, can they?
Well, it all depends. How easy you find the coursework, I suppose.
So did you find them easy?
Kathy, I thought you'd gone.
No, I decided to buy some pillowcases as well.
Oh, and what colour did you choose?
I got these. Do you like them?
Oh, yes, they're lovely.
Oh, right, well, I'd better go. I'll see you later.
Yeah, OK. I'll see you later then. Bye.
Bye.
I don't know how you can live with that woman.
What, Kathy? Oh, she's great. I really like her.
Do you?
Yes. Did she say much to you?
To be honest with you, Penny, if that woman says more than two words to me, it's too much.
Oh, she never means any harm. She's got a heart of gold.
Well, I don't warm to her. She's just not my sort. And I'm sorry. I know she's your friend. But there's just something about her that I don't like.
Well, she can be a bit zany.
Oh, no, it's not that. I think she thinks herself better than anyone else.
Well, she's very clever, actually.
Well, how do you know that?
Because she's very well qualified, and she's got a blooming good job with the Isle of Wight Council.
Anyone can say they have qualifications. People do it all the time.
Well, I don't know where this is leading, but she actually does have a very good job.
Oh, well, that does surprise me.
Look, let's forget about Kathy. Where is Matthew, by the way? I thought he'd be out of his meeting by now.
Not you as well. I don't know where he is.
So who else wanted him?
Oh, some customer.
Oh, I see.
So, why do you want him?
Oh, I've got a dentist appointment next week, and I'll need to leave early.
Oh.
Yeah. So, shall we get these out?
Yes, why not? So, if you could put those on that shelf there, and these here, I'll get the price gun, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Penny, you all right?
Yeah, but I thought last time we said when we do it next, I'd price the things up.
Oh, no, no, no. I think I should do it. I do it much better than you do.
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.